What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 120. In this episode, I'll discuss whether critically ill patients with Legionella pneumonia should receive double antibiotic coverage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode120. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Before we begin, I'd like to share a pearl from my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies. When evaluating causes of low oxygen saturation at a medical emergency, consider pulmonary embolism, shunting, or functional or mechanical airway obstruction. Legionella is one of the three atypical pathogens that must be covered during empiric treatment of community-acquired pneumonia. The other two are mycoplasma pneumonia and chlamydia pneumonia. This group of pathogens is called atypical because they do not grow on traditional laboratory culture media and cannot be detected on the Gram stain. Legionella is a rare cause of pneumonia, but it should be suspected in patients with severe disease. Infectious Disease Society of America's Community-Acquired Pneumonia Guidelines from 2007 state that all patients with CAP who are admitted to the ICU should receive a urine antigen screen for Legionella. Older data describe pneumonia from Legionella as having a case fatality rate of up to 25%. Newer data from 2005 puts the case fatality rate at 5%. In a study of 139 consecutive patients with Legionella pneumonia, almost 50% had a pneumonia severity index score indicating high risk. Because of the severity of disease associated with Legionella pneumonia, combination therapy is sometimes considered. Combination therapy for Legionella consists of two or more antibiotics from the following classes: quinolones, macrolides, or rifampin. In the remainder of this episode, I'll review recommendations and evidence for combination therapy for Legionella pneumonia. First, let's start with Johns Hopkins Antibiotic Guide. Their guide states, "Benefit of combination therapy is unclear, and it's used mainly with severe illness." Hopkins' suggested combination regimens are for rifampin plus either levofloxacin, moxifloxacin, or azithromycin. The 2007 IDSA CAP guidelines do not make a recommendation for or against combination therapy for Legionella pneumonia. These guidelines are scheduled to be updated in the summer of 2017. A 2013 study, which I do have linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode120, looked at all patients with Legionella pneumonia admitted to 33 ICUs in Spain over a two-year period. Patients with Legionella pneumonia who presented in shock and received combination antibiotic therapy had a statistically significant lower mortality rate compared with monotherapy. The most frequently used combinations were rifampicin plus clarithromycin and rifampicin plus clarithromycin plus either cipro or levofloxacin. Despite this seemingly positive study, combination therapy appears to be rarely used. In a 2015 study of over 3,000 patients hospitalized with Legionella pneumonia in the United States, only 1.8% received combination therapy. In 2013, a case report was published describing the successful treatment of Legionella pneumonia using a combination of levofloxacin, rifampin, and ECMO. To summarize, although the evidence to support combination therapy for Legionella pneumonia is weak, I do support using it for patients who present to the ICU in shock from Legionella. The combination I have usually seen is rifampin plus levofloxacin. However, after reading that 2013 study that was conducted in Spain, I think that triple combination therapy with rifampin, azithromycin, and a quinolone is worth considering. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.